Oh, God. It was me, four married couples, and Jeremy's brother. Forget it, red braces and face.
So,
bellowed Cosmo, pour me a drink. How's your love life? Oh, no. Why do they do this? Why? Maybe the smug marrieds only mix with other smug marrieds and don't know how to relate to individuals anymore. Yes, why aren't you married yet? Sneered Woni with a thin veneer of concern while stroking her pregnant stomach. Because I don't want to end up like you, you fat, boring Saloni gow, was what I should have said. Or, because if I had to cook Cosmo's dinner and then get into the same bed as him just once, let alone every night, I'd tear my head off and eat it. But I didn't, because ironically enough, I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I merely simpered apologetically.
Well, you know, once you get past a certain age, all the decent chaps have been snapped up, said Cosmo, slapping his fat stomach and smirking so that his jowls wobbled.
At dinner, Magda had placed me in an incestuous sex sandwich sort of way between Cosmo and Jeremy's crashing bore of a brother.
You really ought to hurry up and get sprogged up, you know, old girl, said Cosmo, pouring a quarter of a pint of 82 liter straight down his throat. Time's running out.
By this time, I'd had a good half pint of 82 liter myself. Isn't one in three marriages that end in divorce now, or is it one in two? I slurred with a pointless attempt at sarcasm.
Seriously, old girl, he said, ignoring me. Office is full of them. Single girls over 30, fine physical specimens, can't get a chap.
Oh my God, it's 11 o'clock, shrieked Woni, the babysitter. And they all leapt to their feet and started getting ready to go home.